apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith, and I don't blame them, because Jesus has been laying out all kinds of hard teachings in Luke's gospel account, hard teachings about what it means to be a disciple and follow Jesus, like that you need to sell your possessions and give to the poor, that following Jesus has to come before everything else, like even your family, how following Jesus has real costs that ought to be considered before folks decide to join up and follow, that if you want to follow Jesus, you're likely to end up carrying your own cross. We've read many of these over the last few months as we move through the Gospel of Luke, and boy, to hear Jesus tell it, this disciple stuff is not for the faint of heart. And then on top of that, in the verses just before our reading for today started, Jesus says that if the same person sins against you 7 times in one day, you must forgive. So I can just imagine that these followers of Jesus who have already left their homes and their livelihoods to go with Jesus are feeling overwhelmed by these demands. To their credit, I guess, they go to Jesus for help. Increase our faith, they say. Give us a little more. Supersize me. Give me the extra large faith. Pump me up. I think this is maybe how we think about church sometimes, right? Show up one Sunday, fill up the tank, and that ought to last a while. Just give us a little more, Jesus. Increase our faith so that this life will be easier on us. But judging by how Jesus answers these apostles, it doesn't seem like Jesus thinks this is how faith works. Now, when we talk about faith biblically in the Bible, it's not so much talked about like a commodity, something that you swing by the store and pick up more of when you're running low. Biblically, faith is much more about a relationship of trust, specifically trust in God. And actually, all of our texts today that we heard point to this reality of faith as a relationship of trust in God. So in Habakkuk, faith looks like waiting on God with trust, even when everything seems to be falling apart. In Psalm 37, faith looks like not second-guessing God, even when the wicked seem to prosper. It's delighting in God and waiting patiently. Or in 2 Timothy, faith looks like relying on the power of God to endure the suffering that comes as a result of people's reaction to the proclamation of the gospel. Biblically, faith is always relational, a trust in God. So maybe it doesn't make sense to just ask for more of it, a faith handout, a trust handout. That's not how trust works in our lives, at least, right? Anybody ever been in any kind of relationship with anybody they trust? I hope everybody has at some point. How does that trust happen? It doesn't come from just asking for trust, right? Or just wanting it. Trust is usually more about proven track records over time, consistently living into the things that you say you're going to do. The cool thing about a relational faith, a trust in God, is that it works both ways, right? It's a two-way street. There's our faith, and that is our trust in God. But on the flip side, there is also God's part of the relationship, which is God's response of trust. And God's response is always faithfulness. For us, God's faithfulness is crazy good news. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, God's faithfulness to us looks like forgiveness, hope, and life. God's faithfulness to us is the promise that the sin and death that plague this world do not and will not have the last word, that all things will be made new. That's what God's faithfulness to us looks like. And that's the big picture in which we place our trust. Our faithfulness, is rooted in God's big picture, but our faithfulness happens on a much smaller scale. It's much more ordinary, but just as holy, I think. The kinds of things we ought not expect anybody to make a big deal of because we've only done what we ought to have done. It's like you want to be better at a sport or at an instrument. Well, there's no quick fix for that, right? Give me some more skill, God. No, you want those things to improve, you have to practice. You want to build a relationship of trust with somebody, with God. Doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time, over years of showing up, caring, and being true. This is the way I think that faith works. We practice it and we live it out. If what we want to be about is increasing our faith, then there's no magic pill that I'm aware of or special dispensation. It comes from our habits, which is why I've been harping on our habits, like our worship habit this month. It's these everyday things like our habits that make up our faith. Sharing what we have with others regularly, worshiping together each week, building in times every day to pause throughout the day, showing kindness and welcome to those who are not used to receiving it, prayer, reading the Word of God. These are the ordinary, unsurprising, common ways that we grow in a relationship of faith with God. And then I think we ought to expect God to use those ordinary, common practices to do extraordinary things. And I was reminded of that again this week. On Friday, our women's group did for some young mothers what has been their common, ordinary thing to do over the last 14 years or so. They hosted a baby shower, our women did, for these three pregnant teenagers from the school down the road. And at this point, having done dozens of these showers, it's kind of like these women can do this thing in their sleep. The same people bring the same food. The table gets set up with the same centerpiece that goes in the same box that it's been in for I don't know how many years. And the parlor always gets laid out the same way with baby clothes. And the women invite me, and I stand up and in about 3 minutes say pretty much what I've said the last 10 times I did this. And it's basically always some variation of God loves you and your baby. The thing you're doing right now is hard, and we want to support you. And we're proud of the work that you're doing to have this baby and finish your high school too, and we'll pray for you, right? Same thing basically every time. And don't get me wrong, it's all really nice, right? It's a tremendous gesture of support for these young women. It's just that over the years, to us who have been involved in it, it's sort of become ordinary. But God is extraordinarily at work in this thing that we see as common. Because even if these girls walk out of here with no intentions of ever coming back, you know what has happened? First, we did no more than we ought to have done, right? We showed kindness to someone. We followed our calling from God to love. We did nothing more than we ought to have done. Two, these girls get some things that they need for them and their baby to be comfortable and safe. And that's a wonderful thing. And three, these young women remember that when they were going through something challenging, when they were facing a difficult struggle in their life, the people of God welcomed them and cared for them, no questions asked, no strings attached, right? They said, come in and let us love and care for you. Who knows how those seeds of love and care might sprout and grow in their lives down the road? We just don't know that. And that would be enough. It's our calling. It's what we ought to do without expecting a big fuss. But we got a glimpse into the extraordinary things God does with our little offerings of breakfast food and diapers this week when one of the young women came back in as cleanup was happening She was just so moved by what had happened at the shower and the support that she'd received. She wanted to say thank you again to the women, and she wanted to ask about what it looked like to have her baby baptized. And all of us standing around, we knew this was a holy moment God had made out of our common offerings of diapers and sausage biscuits. I know I maybe sound like a broken record, but these small things matter. Our faith only grows if we tend to these mundane, day in and day out practices of faith. Scripture, prayer, worship, giving. These are the mustard seeds of our faith. And if we tend to them, our trust, our faith in God deepens and grows. And with that little bit that we bring, God moves mulberry bushes, mountains. God moves hearts. Thanks be to God. Amen.